Blog Talk Radio.
Definitely check him out. He's going to be on Black Jesus this week, so y'all definitely check him out. He's on tour. Y'all tweet him, support him in all his endeavors.
Yo, what's up? I'm Julio with the Flow, and you inside the box with my homegirl, Cindy, on Open Talk, too.
Today on the show, got a model, an actress, an artist. I'm rolling with my girl today, Love in Hip Hop to Atlanta, rolling with Miss Carly Red. What's up, Miss Carly? Well, one thing I want to know that you are very, very, very classy on this show, and I love that about you. I know
that. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, tell me, how was it working with the cast? Is it kind of tense, or, you know, some people don't believe in the reality. They think it's scripted.
No, it's all real. Actually, our drama behind the scenes, sometimes they don't get to catch all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's worse than what's on the screen.
Really?
It gets crazy.
Oh, Lord. Well, of course you're going to be back next season, right?
I can't talk about it.
Okay. Well, we hope so. I got my fingers crossed. Well, I want to know a little bit about, how did you get into the music industry? How did you get your inspiration with the music industry?
Right. Well, what happened was, I've always been a reggae artist,
mm-hmm.
So I was working with producers like the Commissioner Gordon, doing songs with like Sean Kingston and Beanie Man, and so I've always been in the reggae world because, I'm from Trinidad.
Okay.
I have family in the reggae scene, so once I started doing that, and then there was not a way, because I live in the States and I don't live in Jamaica and the Caribbean world, there was not a way to market the reggae music. So I said, okay, you know what, I'm going to just jump into the R&B, and everybody was giving me advice, like, you could try to switch to both, and here I am, I just stuck with it.
Okay, so how long have you been doing music since you were already doing reality work? What would you share with them?
It's a three word: never give up.
Oh, yes. I love it. I love it. That's the truth, though, Carly. You can't give up on your hopes and your dreams.
Never give up on your hopes and your dreams.
That's
like, right. People stay so miserable in their 9-to-5 job instead of, like, pursuing their dreams. You can do both.
That's true.
I did both. You know, I did 3, 4, 5, 6 jobs, 7 jobs. I don't care. But as long as it's, you know, you're going to pursue your dreams, you never give up. Don't let nobody tell you no.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you again for taking the time to call the show, Miss Carly Red. And I
thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, Carly Red, from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the artist. And I'm hanging out with my girl, Sizzy, on NowHipHop.com.
It's blowing, and I want you to know that these are the birds.
Today on the show, I have a gentleman that has brought new heights to the rap game. You could call him the pioneer of rappers in the rap game. Open Talk to listeners, let's welcome to the show, Curtis Blow.
Hey.
Hey, Curtis, how are you?
Oh, mighty fine. I'm blessed. Thank you for having me on the show.
I am so honored. You just don't know. I am very honored.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
Okay. Can you tell my listeners a little bit, how did you get started in the rap game back in the day?
Well, to make a long story short, I was in the right place at the right time.
Okay.
In Harlem, New York City, in the Bronx, just hanging out as a teenager. And my mom was actually a great dancer. She was very popular. She used to go out to the nightclubs in Harlem and, you know, like the Renaissance Ballroom and the Cotton Club and and the Savoy Manor and all those spots that you know, were big in the 50s and the 60s.
Okay.
And words of wisdom, I say education is the key to success. You need to study your craft. Analyze it, do the research, find out about it, what you're getting into it, study the history of it, and then find out somebody within that history that was successful, repeat the steps that they took in order to achieve success, repeat those steps, and then you too will have success.
Okay, that's good. You know, I go roller skating from time to time on Sunday nights, and do you not know, they still play your songs, and we cut up on the breaks.
All right.
That is
thank
still
you. Thank
out
you.
There.
I thank radio and all the DJs around the country for making that a classic and still keeping it.
They're keeping it alive. Hey, you're still
yeah.
out there. I'm telling you. I wish I hate to put you on the spot. I wish I could have you to just say a line or two from the breaks, but I know I can't do that to you. So, but
Nah, what's up?
No, do not. Oh my God!
If you got what it takes, 'cause I'm Curtis Blow, and I want you to know that these are the birds.
Oh my God, that is it! That is it! Well, everybody, this is Curtis Blow. I got him on the show. That was a little rhyme right there. You check that out.
There you go.
I know it. Thank you for taking your time to interview with me.
No worries. It's all good.
Okay.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is your boy, Curtis Blow, representing that real hip-hop. It's my girl, Cindy, doing her thing all day, every day, 24/7, with hiphopnow.com. You heard?
Today on the show, I have a manager, an artist, and a producer, and his brand keeps on soaring. He truly has branded himself in the world of reality. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome to the show Love & Hip Hop reality star and my boo, Peter Dunn. Hey, Peter, how you doing this morning?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for calling in this morning on the show.
Oh, absolutely. I'm glad you reached out to me, and I thank you for the support. I don't have too much of that out there right now.
Oh, shoot. I don't know why now. Don't get me started on them people. Well, tell my listeners a little bit about what's going on with you. What's popping? What current events you got going on?
Oh, man, you know, currently I'm on this show, Love & Hip Hop. You know how that goes. You know, they bring in the drama. I signed up to do Love & Hip Hop. And, you know, thinking that you know, it would expose some stuff that would be entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to Tara, who is my kid's mom, and asked if she wanted to do the show. And, you know, went to Amina, that she wanted to do the show, and they both wanted to do the show. So we did the show. I thought that it would help all parties involved, which it did. Amina's music is picking up.
Okay.
I really like getting a lot of stuff because of Amina, even though people hate her for the situation. Tara is an actress. She's getting, you know, she's getting seen. Maybe not in the light that we wanted to bring these things, this talent out. Not in the light that I wanted to, but I felt it was an opportunity for everybody to bring their, to get seen and heard. And, you know, unfortunately, it's through the wrong reasons, but, you know, hey.
Hmm. But you know, like you say, Amina's music is taking off, and it helps Tyra. I'm sure she'll get recognized because she acts real good on the show.
Okay.
Tyra, she acts real good on the show.
Tyra, you know, she's a Southern girl. She's from Mississippi. She don't take no shit. The only thing, this is the deal with the show, and this is not an excuse at all. This is the only explanation. The deal with the show is, you know, it's mostly women-driven, and the show, to me, is really being told from one angle, and they're not telling, like, you know, you have to know
right.
that all that glitters ain't gold. You have to know that, you know, me and Tara were not on the best of terms.
Okay.
We were on, you know, she's from Mississippi, she's living in New York, we have two children, and she's by herself. That's not a situation that I would ever walk away from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of my main reasons for even doing the show is to make sure my kids, you know, okay, I don't buy jewelry, I don't buy a whole bunch of fancy stuff. I save my money for my children, you know, so that way, you know, when they graduate from high school, there's something waiting for them, you know, for college.
Right, that's a good dad.
But with that being said, Tara's from Mississippi, and she don't really have nobody in New York, so it's not easy to walk away from the situation like that. So although I'm sleeping on the couch and we have our arguments and our fights, I'm still there in support of her and my children. So I should have said, listen, I got married, I fell in love with somebody, and I married her, and I didn't do that, which is ridiculously crazy, so that's what people are killing me for. But I love Tara, and I've always loved Tara, and I'll support Tara for the rest. But I got my son, Corey Gunn.
Right. Well, how's this music doing? How's he taking off?
Corey's great, man. Corey, you know, he got caught up with a gun in New York, and they don't play that, but he ended up getting probation, so
okay.
Lucky for him, he's on probation for that. But he's working on his album. He signed a Lil Wayne and Young Money.
Yeah.
I have a kid named Jabril Morey who's playing Michael Jackson.
Okay.
And Stevie Wonder in the Motown play on Broadway.
Okay. So he's good.
Now, his original music. And I have Amina. Amina Butterfly. We're working on her EP, which will be out, I think, in 2 weeks.
Okay.
So those are the three artists I'm working with. That's what I have going on right now. And a few other things. I have a T-shirt line and something else going on. And that's the problem with our people. We put all our eggs in one basket.
Mm-hmm.
We all got it to be basketball stars, rappers, and actors. There's nothing wrong with being confident, but please, you know, come on, man. Nothing wrong with having a degree.
Right.
Just in case.
Yeah, I always say that. You got to have a plan B. You got to have a plan B.
Yeah. And I didn't have that. And that's why I push it so much. I still don't have it. I'm a felon, a high school dropout. And I was just fortunate enough. But that's a 1 in 10 million, you know, occurrence.
Okay.
So I hate to see it. You know, I see kids in the hood all the time, victims of, yo, I'm going to play basketball, and I'm going to do this, and, oh, I'm a rap. I got it. I'm, you know, like they don't have to do nothing else. And I'm just tired of it, man, you know, and I'm guilty of it, and I'm guilty of people looking at me saying, well, you did it. And, you know, like I said, I was lucky.
Right. Well, all right, Mr. Peter Guns, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule.
Anytime.
Oh, you just don't know.
Let's talk next Tuesday is a rerun of Love & Hip Hop, so Tuesday after that.
All right, you made my day. All right, guys, Open Talk to listeners, this was my boo, Peter Guns, got him on the show, so I hope you enjoyed the interview.
All right. Got blast from the past.
Hey, gotta grind. You gotta grind.
Yeah. We got Cindy on the track. Old school track, new school vibe. You did it with this one, Cindy. Let's go.
Listen up, I got something to say. I made it to the top from around the way. It's a story of success without selling drugs. My body or my soul, no claims to thugs. I did it the right way, hard work and dedication. With God by my side, I found the motivation. Now I'm living out my dreams. Yo, this is the life. With the knowledge that I'm picking, there's no more strife. No more struggling, this issue's for the birds. It's all about the life, just listen to my words. I spit in real game, I want you to take heed. I want you to come up, I'm just planting the seed.
You gotta grind, that's the only way to get it. Nothing in this world is given, stay dedicated, stick with it, gotta grind. I'm just giving you the real, cause if you want it, then it ain't no time to chill. Listen, you gotta grind, that's the only way to get it. Nothing in this world is given, stay dedicated, stick with it, gotta grind. If you want it, then it ain't no time to chill. Listen, you gotta grind.
Verse 2, you can call it a guide. The writers on the wall on how to survive. Let them haters hate, let them see you win. First time it don't pop off, then try it again. You got to seize the opportunity, stay ready at all times. This ain't a bunch of hype, I live these lines. I wrote books on business, now I'm rocking the mic. Spitting game to generations, hope my word takes flight. Nothing's been given, have to earn it all. Now I'm passing down the lesson so my people can bow. I'm spitting real game, I want you to take heed. I want you to come up, I'm just planting the seed.
You gotta grind, that's the only way to get it. Nothing in this world is given, stay dedicated, stick with it, gotta grind. I'm just giving you the real, cause if you want it, then it ain't no time to chill. Listen, you gotta grind, that's the only way to get it. Nothing in this world is given, stay dedicated, stick with it, gotta grind. If you want it, then it ain't no time to chill. Listen, you gotta
stay focused in on your mission. Keep them haters out your business. With hard work and dedication, you can get it. Dream big, put the work in with it. Gotta be willing. Achieving on your own too is a hell of a feeling. And me, I'm not the one to tell you hit the block and sell dope. Can't be closed-minded. It's more ways to go and gain dough. It don't make you lame, little homie. To have your own goals. Don't follow the pack. Be a leader and cut your own role. Now, I ain't telling you something that I done heard. I done caught too many cases. Getting locked up for the birds. You focus on your dream and grind, you get what you deserve. You gotta cry before you walk. You walk, then you can swerve. Big shout out to Cindy, told me come and drop some knowledge. And big shout out to God, because without him I wouldn't prosper. Just trying to motivate the up and come and stop wilding. Dream big, go and grind, cause in the end you have the power.
You gotta grind, that's the only way to get it. Nothing in this world is given, stay dedicated, stick with it, gotta grind. I'm just giving you the real, cause if you want it, then it ain't no time to chill.
Sending a shout out to my boy Mo Rock. I see you, baby. Got undisputed TAB on the joint. Making some big moves. Doing some big things. Y'all boys better keep up with me.
Got it.
So you're not tuning into the very best of yours truly, Jazzy Sizzle. And I'm hanging out with my girl at Open Talk 2. Cindy, what's happening, baby? Sizzle.
This is Big Tour. This is White T2. And we're kicking my girl Cindy. She always keep it 100.
Puffin' on the optimo, get the stove. I'ma go real slow. Puffin' when the optimo, I'ma let you. Man, I'm looking clean. One more control, three green and nine. side. We on a mission, expedition navigators. That's how we be riding. Alligator suitcases, put it in your faces. And that's for real, shining harder than the grid. It's the play of the wheel. Down with the too low, just to be a dub. So the word, I'm down with more thugs. More thugs in the phone. You know what's going down, represent that ain't sound. My touch around my
side.
Steal my money after I've been like a brother to you? You want to be about that bad, huh? I tell you what, you keep this.